This Thursday, Congress will start hearings on the use of steroids in Major League Baseball. Commissioner Bud Selig plans to testify, but Yankee slugger Jason Giambi will not be there. The House Government Reform Committee has excused him. It is still unclear if other current and former stars will face the panel. But there are many, in baseball and politics, asking if it's really appropriate for legislators to jump into the steroid scandal right now. Commentator Jay Bryant says it is exactly what Congress should be doing.
When politicians take to grandstanding, it's because there are people in the stands. That's something the leaders of Major League Baseball need to realize. A year ago, Commissioner Bud Selig and Players Union head Don Fehr were called before a congressional committee and made uncomfortable by questions about the use of anabolic steroids among players. That pressure, along with demands by the public, the media, and many ballplayers themselves, led directly to the steroid testing agreement announced in January. Don't think for a minute the role of Congress was inconsequential in that process. Baseball is both a sport and a business, but it enjoys a very privileged position among all other businesses and all other sports. This is the famous antitrust exemption, and it's been around since 1922 when the Supreme Court ruled baseball wasn't interstate commerce. Really? Why not? Well, for many people, the technical justification didn't matter much. It was just that baseball was central, so central to American life, it was worthy of special treatment. In various court decisions since then, judges have generally agreed the exemption is a legal anomaly, but they typically add that changing it is up to Congress. Baseball doesn't want Congress to change the antitrust exemption, because if it did, the whole structure of the sport would collapse faster than a 5-4-3 double play. So Congress has clout, with guys like Selig and Fehr. Now, another congressional committee is holding a hearing on steroids and baseball. Why? They're just grandstanding, baseball insiders, sports writers, and political commentators by the dozens have suggested. Well, duh, of course they're grandstanding. They're politicians. But they're not just grandstanding. They're reflecting a general public view that baseball's steroid testing scheme is weak. In one Detroit News poll, 85% said the policy wasn't tough enough. And they're right. It is weak. It won't catch all potentially dangerous and performance-enhancing substances, for one thing. Baseball leaders also abhor anything that would shine light on past steroid abuses, but the public deserves to know the truth about what's been going on. Congress's bipartisan grandstanding is one important mechanism in shining light into some pretty dark corners, and that's a good thing. Another objection to the congressional hearing is that the representatives shouldn't be taking time off from important business like Social Security, the budget deficit, and other vital issues. That argument is both specious and wrong. Specious because the steroids hearing will not delay action on any of those other matters one day. And wrong because the use of steroids by professional athletes is an important issue. That, in the end, is the pro quo to baseball's quid about being so central in American life. It is central, and while that may mean it should be allowed to conduct its business in some non-standard ways, it also imposes a Caesar's wife obligation to be squeaky clean when it comes to role model issues like cheating.
Jay Bryant is a political consultant. He lives in Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.